And we start, as we do every week, with the Week in Review. Last Sunday, the case here, June 5th, down at BB&T Ballpark in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. The Pigs, with a win that day, could wrap up a winning series, 3-1, over Charlotte in the 4-game set. And the bats exploded for Lehigh Valley in the 8th inning.
Now the 1-0, and it swung on and launched out to right field. No doubt about this one. Onto the street, beyond the fence, and out of here.
And with 4 home runs today, the Pigs have tied Charlotte for the International League home run lead. Addy, I like that.
Home run 2. Venable has a couple of big hits in the game, a double earlier that started the scoring. And now his second home run and his 18th RBI. Pigs lead 5-0.
That was the beginning of a 5-run 8th inning that broke things open, 9-0 for Lehigh Valley, with another home run in the 9th inning by Nick Williams. The Pigs go on to defeat the Knights 11-3. 5 home runs in a game ties a franchise record for the most homers in a single affair by Lehigh Valley. 5 home runs in a game, also the most this year by the Iron Pigs in a game. Later in the week, Will Venable was granted his release by the organization as he chose to move on. That his last highlight here with Lehigh Valley. So the Pigs would continue the 8-game South Division road trip with a short drive to the Atlanta area to take on the AAA affiliate of the Braves, the G-Braves of Gwinnett. It started on Monday with a 3-0 win, another strong start from Ben Lively, picking up his second win with the Iron Pigs. It was a rain-shortened contest, but the Pigs win it 3-0. So to Tuesday, where once again the bats exploded.
Now he kicks and deals, and it swung on, lifted in the air, high and deep left center. Back to the track goes Peterson. He's at the wall. He leaps. That ball's gone. Forget about it. Onto the lawn in left center field. Taylor Featherston has his team-leading 8th home run, and the Pigs reclaim a lead at 3-2. Addy, I like that.
That the second extra base hit and the second run scored by Taylor Featherston in a huge day for him. He'd reach safely all 6 times, falling a double shy of a cycle, scoring 3 runs, a couple of RBIs. That put Lehigh Valley ahead for good. It did put them ahead for good. They go on to win it 11-6 over the G-Braves. They take the first 2 games of that series. Looking to continue the success, wrap up another series down south, but they'd run into a little bit of a buzzsaw from the G-Braves. Gwinnett jumping out to a 3-0 lead on Wednesday in the first inning. Finally, in the 8th inning, Lehigh Valley got on the board using the long ball again.
Now the pitcher swung and it drilled out to right field. They're not getting shut out tonight. It's out of here. Logan Moore up BB down the right field line. Wow, showing power as he blasts one out to right field. And the Pigs are on the board. It's now a 3-1 game. And they've homered in 8 straight as well.
What a stretch it has been for Logan Moore. 8 of his last 12 at the plate. Had a home run in Charlotte. Also has a home run in Gwinnett, but that's the only offense for the Pigs that day, who take the loss 3-1, the final score. So, in the 4th and final game versus Gwinnett on Thursday, Lehigh Valley could wrap up a 3rd straight series win, a 2nd straight series win in the 2 4-game sets down in Charlotte and Gwinnett. However, Lehigh Valley would run into its own problems again.
Runners lead off. It'll be a 2-1 by Eflin. Swung on and shot out towards second. Backhanded beautifully by Sweeney. Knocks it down. Fumbles. Recovers. Fires late. One runs in. Bonifacio comes in. He scores as well. 2 runs on what will probably be an E4. And the G-Braves use their speed to take advantage.
The 2 runs, both unearned. Zach Eflin, 5 1/3 innings pitched. 1 hit, those 2 runs, nothing earned. He takes the loss, his second loss of the year, because Lehigh Valley's only offense came in the 2nd inning. Andrew Knapp led off with a double and eventually came around on a sac fly from Will Venable. That was it. Eflin takes the loss. Lehigh Valley splits the 4-game series with Gwinnett 2-1. Good news, though, for Eflin. He's moving up to Philadelphia. Will make his big league debut on Tuesday at Toronto. So, They finish the 8-game road trip 5-3 and return to Coca-Cola Park for a season-long 10-game homestand spanning across 10 days. That includes a doubleheader later on in this stretch. But it starts with a 3-game series versus Durham, another opponent from the South Division. On Friday night, the Pigs got a tremendous pitching performance from one of their top prospects.
And Thompson deals. And the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Thompson, who has sent down 7 straight. And if it's the final pitch he throws, he's got 7 more shutout innings here tonight. His scoreless streak up to 13 consecutive frames.
Thompson did not allow a hit after the third inning. The only walk he allows, an intentional walk. He goes 7 scoreless, allows 6 hits, 5 strikeouts for Jake Thompson, who outduels one of the top prospects in all of baseball, the top pitching prospect in the Rays system, Blake Snell. Blake Snell, on the other side, strikes out 13 of the 17 outs that he records in 5 2/3 innings of work. But Snell takes the loss. Lehigh Valley scoring 2 in the fourth inning, a couple of doubles from Darren Ruff and Cam Perkins. 1 more in the fifth. Taylor Featherston coming around to score after a leadoff single. And they'd add insurance in the eighth as Darren Ruff, who had a big night, reaching all 4 times, a homer shy of the cycle, scored after a leadoff triple. The Pigs top the Bulls in game 1 on Friday, 4-0 behind those 7 strong innings from Jake Thompson. So to Saturday, yesterday's affair, a game that saw a little bit of controversy. Durham throws at Brock Stassi and J.P. Crawford after the Bulls were unhappy that the Pigs bunted twice when leading 8-1. Or excuse me, 8-0 at the time of the bunts. So, come the 7th inning, Brock Stassi got his revenge.
And he swings the first pitch and drives the ball mile out to deep right field. And this ball is, if it's fair, it's going to be well gone. It's a fair ball and a home run for Stassi. Well, he absolutely crushed it. And after the hit by pitch, he takes matters into his own hands. And it's 10-1 Pigs.
And they weren't done that inning. Later, Darren Ruff came up with the bases loaded.
Bases loaded after that hit by pitch. And the 1-0 swung on it, drilled high and deep out to left center field. Way back. Gobert racing back, looking up. And this is on the lawn. A grand slam for Ruff. A 15-run night for the Pigs, who lead 15-1. After the hit by pitch, the Pigs make him pay again.
So in a game that saw batters thrown at, a couple of ejections, and the benches clear with jawing, not much of a physical altercation, the Pigs have a 7-run inning back in the third. They score 6 in the 7th. And blow this one open, 16 runs, the most runs ever Lehigh Valley has scored at Coca-Cola Park. It ties a franchise record for most runs in a single game. They win it 16-1, 15 runs tying a record for, is a franchise record for margin of victory for Lehigh Valley. The Pigs win it 16-1 as Ben Lively tosses another gem. That is the week that was in Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs baseball. They go for a sweep today of the Durham Bulls.